I don't hardly think about no name of the stream of water in the motor running from some spring or something.
Now, suppose you go on east a good ways on this road. What's that stream of water you cross on up there by that dairy?
Well, you would call that stream of water.
A while ago about creeks, Charlie.
Yeah.
And what was it that you said were the names of some of the streams in the neighborhood after you go on a little further east of here and north of here?
Well, you name some of them. You name some of them Piney. And you name some of them Limestone.
Swan, too. Not far from here to Swan Creek, is it?
Yeah, Swan Creek.
What do you call a small rise of land, Charlie?
What do I call a smaller?
A small rise of land. This is a high place out in the field.
Well, you just call that a small land and an old house out there in the field. You know, I don't stay in it.
Let's say you're out in kind of a flat field, and then on out in the middle it goes up higher. Maybe there's an old house place up there. What do you call that higher place out in the middle of the field? Maybe up several feet above the rest of the field.
Well, you'd call that high place out there in the middle of the field, out there where the people used to stay when they stayed in that old house, and the trash and the barn and stuff all was around there, and it got high, and the old barn and everything done tore down. That's what I would call it, high places.
Right. Now suppose somebody's looking for a good place to build a house where maybe they say we want to be up here where we'll get a good breeze and go way up the road and maybe have to climb up a ways. What do you call that high place to build a house on?
Well, I'd call it a high place is a good thing to build a house. I wouldn't want to build a house down in a flat where it'd hold the water. I'd want to build it up on a high place where when it rained, maybe rain 2 or 3 days, all that water run off.
Right. Now what would you call that high place where they build the house?
I'd call it a high place. Back up yonder, a high place.
Right.
Now you take that up yonder, where them trees is, that's a high place up there.
Right. What would you call that up there where it's up above the rest of the land around it?
I'd call it a low place.
Right. You say we climb up for what?
Climb up.
When you're going up to a place higher than where we are, we climb up for what?
Well, you're climbing up.
Up to some higher land. You call that higher land what? Maybe sometimes it's kind of rocky.
Yeah. I'd call that I'd call that a way over there, way I can see this. I just call it a high place where the rain, where the water won't stand.
Uh-huh. What would you call a place up overlooking a valley where you go way up above a valley and you're up on there looking off down into a valley? What would you call that place you went up to?
I'd call that a high place.
Right. And suppose it was a